Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Jane, we're not the only one working today.
A lot of people working.
We'd like to bring in the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. It's Eddie Johnson. Thank you for coming on, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
I want to ask you about the two police-involved shootings the last 2 days. I know you've been very vocal. I've seen your press conferences, but I'm going to give you a chance to talk about it. Last night, police shooting on Fulton, and then Monday night, they had the underage boy in the South Shore neighborhood that pulled a gun on a police officer in a squad car.
Yeah, that just goes to highlight how dangerous it can be out there, not just for police officers, but for the citizens. So, you know, a lot of the details of it I can't discuss because, of course, COPA does the independent review of it. But, you know, what I can say is that, you know, thank goodness none of the officers were injured. You know, anytime we have to be involved in a shooting, you know, it's disturbing for that officer as well. So, you know, we'll wait for COPA to do their independent review, and we'll see how it falls out.
The 4th of July holiday last year, over 100 people were shot. Now, the 4th of July holiday, is it the day before and the day of the 4th? Is that how they figure out the holiday?
Yeah, usually we go the day before, so the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th.
Okay.
Generally is what we consider that holiday.
Now, you put a safety plan into place this year. You have 1,500 more officers on the streets.
Correct. So those officers will be deployed all over the city. So you'll see them on the lakefront, downtown area, as well as in the individual neighborhoods of the city, especially those places where historically we've seen issues during the 4th of July holiday.
So it's all hands on deck around the holidays because you want to keep this city safe. Do you want to tell people that are listening right now, that are coming downtown or in their communities, is there a message for them?
Yeah, you know, we want everybody to have an enjoyable 4th of July. I mean, everyone, citizens of this city as well as the visitors. But what I will say is this, you know, the people of Chicago and visitors coming into the city, I welcome all over the city, including the downtown area. But if you come in any area of the city and you act inappropriately, then you will be held accountable up to arrest and prosecution. So we want everybody to have fun. But we want you to know that we don't want you to affect other people's good times down there, too. And if you do that, you'll be held accountable.
Just be responsible, for God's sake.
That's it.
Especially now when everybody's radar is up over the holiday.
Yeah, and especially people coming in, don't be afraid. It's fine. It's safe. It's fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, you've got security. Superintendent, in the past, we've seen groups of kids causing trouble, whether it be at some of the celebrations or even on Michigan Avenue. Do you have something in plan to kind of curb that?
Yeah, so we've been working with some community organizations because, you know, we understand that it's just not about policing. It's about giving these young people something else to do also. So we have additional police officers down on the lakefront, down on Michigan Avenue, at the beaches, at the harbors, in the event that young people do want to come down there and cause chaos, because we just can't have that, you know. And I don't know if they get bored or what the issue is, but I know that we just can't tolerate that. So we have a plan in place. And as I said, we're working with some community groups to give these individuals more things to do.
We're talking with Police Chief Eddie Johnson now. The protest on the Dan Ryan. I mean, with, you know, the holiday right now, now you have a protest that looks like it's going to happen on the Dan Ryan, led by Father Flager, is scheduled for Saturday. Now, I know it's a highway and the state police are involved. How are you involved in this? And I'm sure you've talked to Father Flager and said, hey, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I have, you know, and obviously the state police are the lead agency because that is an expressway. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I'll say is this. I've been knowing Father Flager since I was a beat cop, you know, and then I worked intimately with him, you know, as a district commander over in the 6th District. So, you know, I really support his efforts in bringing attention to gun violence in this city because we do have to recognize there's an issue, not just in Chicago, but all over this country, in passing common sense gun legislation. But what I will also say is that for me, being the head of Chicago Police Department, you know, our mission is to keep people safe. So I think that in the end, we'll come up with a solution so that they can have a peaceful protest. Because, listen, I cannot see Chicago police officers arresting a priest and mothers for purpose over pain that have lost children due to gun violence and 15 and 16-year-olds. You know, that's just not the message we want to send. So I think that we should just continue the dialogue and try to come up with a solution, you know, so that we can let them demonstrate their First Amendment rights as well as keeping everybody in the city safe.
Leo Schmitz, the director of the Illinois State Police, had a press conference yesterday, and he said the exact same thing. Listen, we don't want to arrest people, but if you're marching on the Dan Ryan, it becomes a safety issue, and we're going to have to remove people.
Yeah, we have an obligation to assist the protesters, but also to keep the city safe. So the Dan Ryan would not obviously be my first choice to demonstrate because
right.
It's just dangerous.
Right.
It's dangerous. You know, it is dangerous. So, you know, like I said, we'll keep the dialogue open and try to come up with a solution that's amenable to everybody.
And if the solution does involve that there will be a shutdown of the Dan Ryan, you know, you'll have to let the community know, and you'll have to let it out so that people coming into our city, you're going to be detoured. You know, the road will be closed, and you'll have to get off. So you're going to have to let people know in that route, or, you know, if that's the decision that y'all make.
Yeah. You know, myself and the director have been talking. So if that in fact occurs, we have a plan in place to let people know exactly what's going on, because it's not just about the protesters.
Right.
It's about the people that use that expressway to
right.
get to and from.
Right.
Yep.
Well, Superintendent, we all want the same thing. We want to curb gun violence, and we want sensible gun laws. I mean, in marching on the Dan Ryan, I don't know if that's going to change that. I know it's going to draw attention for one day, but we need sensible gun laws in place. And I know you were backing the gun law that was vetoed by the governor. What's our next step on that?
So, you know what? We just have to keep being vocal about it, because I tell you this, what frustrates me, excuse me, and I talk to police chiefs all over the country, and I got to be honest with you, if the shooting in Parkland and then a few years ago the shooting at the school out on the East Coast where those young children were killed, if that doesn't get us to move and do something about this, I just don't know what will, you know. And that's why, you know, Father Flager might be using an unconventional method, but at the same time, you know, I have to say, however we can get our legislators to move on this issue, I'm all for it, because something obviously has to be done. You know, you look at Chicago, unfortunately, we sit in between Wisconsin and Indiana, who have very lax gun laws. And our problem here, listen, if I were to tell you in January that by July 1st in the city of Chicago, the Chicago police would have recovered 4,300 illegal weapons off the streets of Chicago, you'd be shocked at that.
Yeah.
That's just, it's absolutely absurd. So something we're not doing right, but I got to tell you, being a cop for 30 years, I know that there's a solution to curbing these illegal guns. We just have to have the political will to do it, you know. So I encourage, you know, everyone to demonstrate that they don't like what's going on. You know, it's a small majority of people that are driving this violence, and we need to hold them accountable.
Right, and we have to keep the dialogue going, and that's why we have people like you on this radio station to get the word out. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I appreciate it.
And Superintendent, how is your health? I love asking you about that because, of course, you had some health issues in the past. And I want you to know, I am so glad that you and Jane finally talked, because Jane hosts a show on Sundays at 11:30 on WGN-TV called Living Healthy Chicago. And you've been living healthy for how long?
I have. So I tell you this, one of the reasons that I was able to baby those kidneys alone for 30 years was because I was doing what the doctor told me to do.
Yep.
You know, but certainly in the last couple of years when the kidney function really started to decline, I really ramped it up and got back in the gym, you know, on a regular basis and really eating really healthy. So, you know, my kidney, I had a checkup a couple of weeks ago, and the surgeon that performed the surgery, he told me when he got my numbers back, he was laughing about it. He said, "Man, your kidney functions are better than mine right now." Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah.
How much weight did you lose? How much weight did you lose before you got the kidney?
Before I got the kidney, they asked me to lose at least 20 pounds, and I lost 50.
He lost 50 pounds?
Yep. And yeah. I tell you, I did that in about 3 months. And it was just, it wasn't a diet. It was just eating healthy and doing about 40 to 50 minutes of cardio a day in the gym.
So you're moving, you're eating right. Are you sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Sleeping great now. You know, it's amazing how all that is affected when you start having internal issues like that. But now, mm-hmm. sleeping really well. So everything is going really well right now. So I've really been blessed.
Well, Eddie, I would hate to be you because people always want to just tell you about their problems or they want to complain to you. And thank God that you have this outlet now where you're exercising to kind of take your mind off things.
Yeah, and I tell you, people ask me what keeps me going, you know, being a cop for 30 years, especially in the position I am in now. And you just hit it on the head. People tell me their problems, and that comes with the territory. But what really, really keeps me going is when we're able to put a smile on somebody's face because we gave them some sort of hope or resolution to the issue that they're having. So that keeps me going.
Right.
Yeah, and the fact that you're staying healthy will lower your stress and will help you do a better job and then lead our police officers, which then in turn helps all of us. So congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
What a great story.
Okay,
can we feature you on Living Healthy Chicago?
You most certainly can. I'd be happy to do it.
That would be fabulous.
I knew if I brought you two together, Eddie would become a star.
He is a star. I'm the one that's trying to be a star.
And are you?
I don't know about that, but I'd be happy to do it.
Are you celebrating the 4th? Are you going to have time? Or are you working all day?
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to be out there most of the day because I tell you, I really love this city and I love this department. So, you know, I won't be superintendent for a long time, but the short window of time that I'm here, I want to give it my best and do everything I can to keep this city safe.
I know you're looking, tried to curb the violence today and keep everybody safe, but what about fireworks? I mean, we keep telling people you need to be safe with fireworks, especially if you haven't handled them in a few years because they've changed. And it's like holding explosives.
It is, you know, and what I would tell people is avoid fireworks and alcohol. And, of course, avoid fireworks and small children trying to light them because we have seen just too many accidents as a result of that. You know, fireworks are still illegal in Chicago, just so people know that, you know, but of course we don't have enough police officers to control the whole thing.
Thank you for reminding everybody because they're being blown off everywhere.
Yes.
I know, but yeah, they are still illegal in the city of Chicago, you know, but if people just have to engage in that activity, which I discourage, I would say just be mindful because alcohol and fireworks just don't mix.
Right. And just for the record, you heard it from our police chief. Fireworks are illegal in Chicago. Yes.
But they're still illegal in Chicago.
Yes, they're still illegal.
Never changed, everybody.
Actually, in the entire state of Illinois, they're illegal.
Exactly right. Yep, it is.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Thank you, Eddie. It's great to talk to you again. Happy 4th.
You all too, and please get some barbecue on me, okay?
All right, we will. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
All right, it's 720 WGN.